Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you remember the cadets? History largely doesn't, because they're all dead. The cadets were the last ruling party of Russia before the 1919 revolution. You've listened to this podcast, you know their fate well. The Russian Revolution, which ushered in the Soviet era, the takeover by Marxists and communists, started, well, this will sound really familiar to you. It started with attacks on police officers. Anybody wearing the badge in Russia at the time was up for being killed, quite frankly, having acid thrown in their face, terror attacks. You'd think this would be unpopular, but it wasn't. It was wildly popular. In fact, the Marxist groups beating, murdering, and torturing officers for wearing the uniform were wildly popular. In fact, the corporations and business leaders of the time and political leaders wanted to be seen with the leaders of these groups. They even raised money for them, figuring it would never come to their doorstep. The targeting of officers then spread. It became fashionable to target those of certain classes of people, and Marxist terror and torture groups ultimately killed over 20,000. Many of them attacked in their homes. This was all during the 10-year lead-up to the Russian Revolution. And during that time, members of the Cadet Party, corporate leaders, well, as Stalin once said, they'll sell me the rope. Yep, they donated to, fundraised for all the leaders of these groups. They were hip. They were hot. It was the new woke movement. Sound familiar? So what happened to these political leaders who were so fond of the heads of these Marxist groups? The very movement, the very party that led the Duma at the time, the Duma is the Russian legislature, leading up to the communist revolution, oh, they were all killed. Their donations, their cheerleading, their support didn't matter. As soon as the Marxists got just enough power, well, you know how that story always ends, they get rid of everybody who stands in their way. Those who are students of history will see the similarities in a remarkable series of events that's happening right now. Ranking Republicans have begun to realize that they are the cadets of the modern era. Not at this point in danger of losing their lives or suffering from a violent attack, at least not yet, but already running for cover. Where did they run for cover? Down to Mar-a-Lago this weekend. It was a watershed event, the significance of which almost everybody missed. Yep, the GOP rank and file heading down to Trump's house for a huge event. Gathered there, the biggest names in Republican donorship and those who had previously hated Trump, spoken out against Trump, mocked him. Everyone from Lindsey Graham to Marco Rubio gathered around Trump and all asking the same question. What do we do now? I forecast after the November election that if it ever became clear that the Democrats could not lose at the national level, no matter what they did, if there were ever such a system, either through perhaps amnesty, remaking of the electorate, or fraud, that it would go very quickly with corporate America. and they would shift their allegiances 100% behind the Democrats and leave the Republicans in the dust. Between January and now, that happened. Article after article carrying the same headline. The corporate America, in other words, big corporate America, had abandoned the GOP as punishment for not taking their defeat so well and asking questions about it. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce got behind Democrats in this election, running Republicans slap over. In short, their corporate donorship, to whom they had sold out for so many years, has abandoned them. Corporate donors who in the past might have written a few checks to Republicans who they considered moderate have slammed the doors shut. Those that might still want to write a few more checks to moderate Republicans, well, they don't dare. If you want to know what's behind what's going on in Georgia, and it's truly remarkable, all these corporations, over 100 corporate leaders getting together on a Zoom call over the weekend to figure out how to ram ID-less voting through, that's not happening because they think it's a swell idea. Although some of them are liberal and may. It's happening because the Democrats demanded these corporations back their attacks on the Georgia law. Because the Democrats are now seen as having absolute power at the federal level, undefeatable at the polls, no matter what they say and no matter what they do. And that means you don't want to be the CEO with his rear end hanging in the wind, the one who forgot to make a statement about how Jim Crow-like the Georgia law is. Make sense now? This is why these corporations are acting in a way that otherwise seems to be completely illogical, totally alienating half their customer base. It's because, exactly as I predicted, they have begun to see the Democrats as invincible, unstoppable, a total force. And in the process, Republicans are being canceled. I mean, as a party. Their leader, Donald Trump, is already canceled. We're not allowed to have a leader. People don't even realize this. He is blocked, banned, canceled, and silenced on virtually every social media platform. Ron DeSantis, is heir apparent, is heading in the same direction. He just had one of his videos canceled by Google and YouTube. Mark my words, they will not allow us to have a leader. Anyone who emerges, who appears to be taking on Trump's mantle, and right now that's DeSantis, will be canceled immediately. I can also tell you this. Be prepared to hear about the FBI investigation of Ron DeSantis. They're working on it right now. That's what the 60 Minutes piece was about. They'll start investigating something complicated and hang it over his head for the next 2 years just to make sure he doesn't inherit the mantle. That is, when they're not canceling him directly through social media. Mark my words again, folks, we will not be allowed to have leaders. This is what is going on. The GOP knows it, and that's why they gathered in Florida this weekend, gathering like moths around the light to the last beacon of cash. Because the media, including the New York Times this morning, is just now catching on to what's happening. And for once, the New York Times isn't wrong. The Republicans have been canceled by corporate donors. They even put it in writing. Yep, after that phone call this weekend, the Zoom meeting where, the 100 people got together, the corporate heads, all of that, one of the three things they promised, in addition to fighting laws that make illegal voting possible, because they want illegal voting and more power for the Democrats, they have no choice but to say that, by the way. They have none, because the corporations that don't go along with this will be canceled right along with the Republicans. That's what's coming. Now, it's going to be just like the NFL, folks. Remember the first year? Everybody focused. All the news stories were about who was kneeling. By year two and year three, the news stories were about the people who dared not to kneel. That's what's coming. That's what they will do with corporations. And the GOP has just been canceled in terms of corporate donations. They even put out a press release on it. Those 100 CEOs and other business leaders that were on the Zoom call, among the things they're doing, besides their, protest, is they're cutting donations to any Republican lawmaker who supports electoral reform. Dems aren't messing around. They like to cheat. They're good at it, and they can't do it if there's voter ID laws.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now do you understand the landscape? This is why Republicans ran down to Florida. Because there's only one person left who's got any cash now that they're being cut off and canceled. It's Donald Trump. They're flocking to him quite literally for protection because they're on the menu. Even CNN and MSNBC get it. This ran in CNN a day ago. Headline, Trump tightens grip on GOP while Biden bets on expanding federal power. The New York Times gets it too. They just published an article called Why the GOP Can't Quit Trump. The former president is antagonizing Republican leaders, but he's still the party's most popular figure. Yeah, that's not it. Nope, it's the $85 million that he's got in his pack right now. As corporate dollars dry up because the Republicans are being canceled, dropkicked at the request of Democrats, who these corporate heads now believe are invincible at the polls, no matter what they do, because of the methods by which they win. A culture of fear is spreading, and corporate donations dry up. I used to run campaigns. I know how this works. You get somebody to bundle for you, maybe the junior vice president at Bank of America, and he brings in $300,000 from all his friends. What he's doing is running around the C-suite collecting checks. You better give if you want a promotion. Wink, wink, nod, nod. That's how it works. It adds up to a ton of cash. And the GOP, by and large, won't have it anymore. And any corporation that gives it to them will be destroyed. In much the same way, U.S. soccer players now have to explain if they choose not to kneel, dissing their country in the process. But don't let it freak you out, folks. This is the best thing to happen in the battle for freedom in a long time. It gives me tremendous hope. If you've listened to me for a long time, what have I told you we need to do that we don't do? What have I told you is the thing we don't do and it costs us dearly? Write checks. Corporations, the big multinationals who fight for open borders in order to decrease wages and pad their own pockets. The multinationals who make Wall Street roar for years made Wall Street roar while Main Street suffered because they were depressing our wages through immigration. They need to go. They are who is erasing our border, our sovereignty, and our American way of life. They are a poison. Now notice something else. Despite Trump's unpopularity, almost no one in the GOP is criticizing him anymore. You know why? $85 million. As the New York Times pointed out, that's Trump's fundraising haul from the last quarter. He is now raising $30 million a month. more than even the chief fundraising arm of the Republican Party, the RNC. He beat them out this quarter by $1 million. Even the New York Times understands what's going on here. The people are buying back their party from the donors who polluted it. The RINOs and GOPs may not like it, but it's Trump who wears the ring now and wields the power. Let me let the New York Times explain from their article, quote, "In a world where the traditional Republican corporate donors are drying up, there are millions of people who will donate $5, $10, $20 and easily make up that difference. If you are going to move toward a crowdfunded party, you can't alienate the people who make up the crowd. This is why Marco Rubio now sounds like Donald Trump. This is why Nikki Haley tried to go down to Mar-a-Lago and kiss the ring after trashing Trump mere weeks ago during the impeachment. Nikki ain't the brightest. I've watched her for years here in South Carolina. She was pretty much the last one who wants to run for president to figure it out that you can't do that on corporate money and backstabbing of conservatives anymore." The signs of this massive power shift are everywhere. Take Mitch McConnell, for instance, a whore, if there ever was one, for the Democrats, the left, the globalists, and the open border shills. Mitch McConnell's power came not from the fact that he was popular. He's got a 21% approval rating among Republicans. Nope, it came from the big sack of cash he's always wielded by getting corporate donors. Those dried up after January. And voila, guess what? Mitch announces he's retiring. Why? Because he has no power and he doesn't want to go down in shame and humiliation. How did the former Senate Majority Leader, who spectacularly, and I think deliberately, failed the Republican Party, losing those two seats in Georgia, holding off approval of the stimulus package to piss off voters and then letting it go through when the election was over? Yeah, that was a payback to his open borders globalist donors. Mitch learned the hard way. They don't care. Even sacrificing the Senate deliberately to the Democrats wasn't good enough to keep Mitch's coffers full. The New York Times actually recognizes this, too. Look at how they start off their article. On Saturday, before a room full of top Republican donors, former President Donald Trump called Senator Mitch McConnell, quote, a stone-cold loser and worse. But on Monday, Mr. Trump was rewarded with the first Champion for Freedom Award, handed out by none other than the National Republican Senatorial Committee, the campaign finance arm of the Republican caucus that Mitch McConnell leads. Now do you see why McConnell announced he's bowing out? He's done. Notice the number two in leadership, Roy Blunt, a true corporate GOP whore if there ever was one. He bowed out the same week as McConnell. Why? Power dried up. Don't have any corporate donations. Can't wield any power. What did these two do? They used the corporate money to kill off conservatives in the Republican primary. See, you thought as a voter you were picking your representatives in the Republican primary? Nope. They were already pre-owned, like a pre-owned car. They were already pre-owned by the corporations. Mitch McConnell turned a lot of that cash against fellow Republicans, eliminating systematically those people from Republican primaries and leaving their big money whores behind. This is why Republicans would reel in shock the voters again and again and again as that seemingly conservative guy who ran around in his daddy's hunting cap with his daddy's shotgun swearing he was against killing babies for 6 weeks in the primary went to Washington and became someone else, stabbing him in the back. Yeah, because the true conservative in the race was already killed off by people like Roy Blunt and Mitch McConnell using the corporate cash that they then used to maintain their power. Those days are over, thank God. And so, like moths to the light, all the political whores have gathered around Trump and his big sack of cash. But before I talk more about that, let's remember how we lost our country. There was a very specific reason why we did. Republicans stopped fighting. They were paid to stop fighting. 55% of Americans in a Gallup poll a few years ago said they no longer felt at home in America, like this was a foreign culture. That's because the left has advanced their agenda so far, so fast in the last 20 years, it's almost hard to keep up psychologically and mentally. This is because Republicans stopped opposing it. They were paid to do that. Let me tell you why that happened. The Bushes figured out that they could whore out and sell out to these corporate donors. In fact, they went and recruited Democrat donors. And here's what they did. They effectively, in order to maintain their iron fist control of the party, which lasted until this weekend, by the way, In order to maintain their iron fist control of the party, they sold out to these corporate donors and promised to eliminate conservatives, shill and stump for amnesty, keep the borders open, build the electorate for the Democrats, and not to oppose what the Democrats want to do. This is why when the Democrats say increasingly outrageous things, things that if the Republicans were paid to win, they would immediately hold a press conference and oppose. Easy stuff, easy layups. The Democrats say stuff like this all the time. Defund the police. Heck, Rashida Tlaib, let's not have police. Let's end incarceration. And all summer long, you remember, they did $2 billion worth of damage, the Democrats' thugs in the streets. And guess what? Almost no criticism from Republicans. You ever wonder why? Well, those Democrats share the same donors with a lot of those Republicans. So if you criticize a Democrat, your big donor calls you up and says, you're wasting my money. Why are you slamming my guy over here? I wrote checks to both of you. And so they're silent. Folks, I am tickled pink to announce those days are over.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's what Trump begged them for. For years, Trump has been all but saying this, and in cases, some cases actually saying this publicly, that the Republicans have to get off the crooked corporate cash, that he would take care of them, that he would raise money for them. And he did. Donald Trump even shattered Barack Obama's individual donation record. It was astonishing in $5, $10, $15, $25 increments. And you know what that does? It sets you free. Now, the only folks who own you are the little guys, the donors, the voters, mom and pop, grandma. You know, the people you were sent to Washington to represent. This is the GOP's chance to represent the people. If they can clean up the voter rolls, get real voter ID laws in place, and run on this cash, they'll be free. Free to finally fight the fight against the Democrats that Trump will demand they fight. This is fantastic news. The only question is whether it's too late. Big tech usurped so much control, again, because of no Republican fight back, that they now feel comfortable canceling the president himself. Anyone who emerges to fill Trump's shoes will be canceled as well. And then the whole party. That's what they aim to do. Cancel the party. I've long predicted that with no GOP fight back, GOP campaign ads themselves will not run by the next election. The GOP will essentially be silenced by big tech. Sure, advertise all you want on Parler, but if you're not on the big social media platforms, if you're not on Google, forget it. There's no point in even running. And that's exactly where Mitch McConnell was leading the party before he was neutered. Why? Because the biggest donors in his PACs, like all the rest, Facebook and the tech giants. This is how absurd it eventually got. Remember in the beginning of this podcast, we were talking about the National Republican Senatorial Committee, which was led by McConnell. That one that was packed with corporate donations and big tech donations. This is how absurd it got. That committee runs most of the ads for Republican Senate candidates. And they were running ads all over social media for their campaign in Georgia, you know, to win the two Georgia Senate seats. Well, Facebook canceled them, all of their ads. They didn't even bother to say one ad was offensive or violated their rules. They just canceled all of the ads from the National Republican Senatorial Committee, but allowed all the ads from the Democrats' Corresponding Committee to continue running. It's a massive Federal Elections Commission violation. You can't just shut down all the ads of one party and let the others run. But they did. And do you know why they got away with that? Mitch McConnell did and said nothing. Because he had become trapped by the ultimate paradox. In order to fill his coffers of his PAC and maintain his power, he needed the big tech funds. So he couldn't criticize big tech for canceling him. That's how all of us ended up being canceled on big tech or by big tech too. Same way. Because all of our Republican whores were taking their money and protecting their individual fiefdoms. Till it got to such an extreme point that we're in danger of cancellation as a party. They fear this. They know it. They know they are on the same course as the cadets were in the 10 years before the Russian Revolution. And they know something else. There's only one man who could save them, Donald Trump. That silence from the GOP, that all their moderate and liberal donors paid them for all those years, kind of backfired. They couldn't open their mouths during what happened in November and December and January. The election? Yep. Not a word from all those whores who thought they'd still be able to pay to play. They just found out they're done. They've been canceled. See, all that silence they were paid for all that year, all those years, that was so the Democrats could effectively destroy them, so that all the donors wouldn't need to write checks to them anymore. These morons didn't figure it out till it's too late. And now they're all looking to Trump to fix it because they don't have any other way out. Just like the Cadet Party did in pre-Soviet Russia, thinking that writing all those checks to the terror squads would somehow save them, thinking that demonizing the police, boy, doesn't that sound familiar, would somehow save them. But it was just a delay tactic till the other side got enough power that they could be wiped out. The same thing is happening right now to the Republicans. Not physically wiped out, I'm not saying that. Nope, but fiscally wiped out. And soon they will be canceled unless Trump can figure out a way to get us back in the game. That's going to mean either establishing a platform that people want to be on social media wise or winning the battle against social media. For that to happen, Republican governors are going to need Trump's protection. They're going to need his money to insulate them while they pass laws fining social media giants for acts of censorship. It's the only way we get back in the game. But we don't get back in the game until the little guys paying the bills, not the corporate censors themselves. And by that, I mean the campaign bills. But the good news is we're finally on the right track. Trump, like I said, begged them for years to drop the corporate sponsors and take his cash. Now, thanks to their own foolishness, they got no choice. The good news is they had to go down there to Mar-a-Lago and kiss the ring. They probably hated it, but it's what they created. And the rest of the good news, they'll need this freedom, given what they're going to have to do to fight the federal government, namely nullify, begin to rebel against unconstitutional rules and dictates. The media and the woke crowd will scream bloody murder, but the donors won't because they're us now. The donors will love it. They'll demand more and they'll want to write more checks, creating a fabulously vicious cycle. Yep, in order to save the country, our elected officials needed to be free. And if this continues, they will be, other than answering to you and Trump, of course. By the way, if you want to contribute to this effort, do what I have already done. Contribute to Trump's Save America PAC. Whatever you can give, $5, $10, $15. Or if you don't want to do that, find the most freedom-loving public official you can and write them a check. Might be your own congressman, might be somebody else's, might be a city council member where you live. This is how we take back America. It is the only way. And it's got to happen fast because time is running out. I can't wait, at least in this regard, to see what the future holds. I just hope Trump can pull it all together before it's too late.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.